Welcome to the Living Your Best Life podcast, where we delve into the meaning of living your best life and provide practical insights on how to achieve that. Join me, Sam Wild, life coach, mentor, and guide, committed to helping you reach your full potential and living your best life. As you prepare to listen, take a moment to center yourself. Take a deep breath, relax your shoulders, and clear your mind. Let's begin.
So we're talking about how to stop caring about what other people think of us and or you, me, you, and how to be confident at all times, right? And this is a big one for me, really big one for me. And the reason this came about was purely through a conversation I was having with somebody this week about what other people were thinking about them and that it's holding them back, right? They hadn't seen that that was the case, but once we highlighted it, we could get to work on it. And this is a really personal one for me. Up until a few years ago, I really did care what people think. And just to caveat this, I still care what people think. I deeply care what people think. It's just that what I've created and what I understand now is that I don't care that I care. I've created a way to not care that I care and to love that I care. But it isn't something that holds me back. It's not something that keeps me a prisoner like it used to. It's not something that has me act out, right? So because what I would do is like pretend I had X amount of money and I would buy certain cars and I would behave in certain ways and I would try and look a certain way just because I thought when I got feedback from people, that was a good thing. And it is, but I required it. It was something that I needed or I felt I needed. And then when somebody would say something negative, I would take that on, man. It would be so heavy. And I would think about it for days and I'd ruminate on it. And then I would over-justify next time. And it just became this kind of weird self-fulfilling prophecy. And it really did not just hold me back. I wouldn't say necessarily held me back massively. I mean, I suppose it did, but it just had me suffer unnecessarily. It just had me feel kind of incomplete a lot of the time and just frustrated in my inner experience of the world, even though people would say to me, Sam, you've got it together, you're doing really well and all this sort of stuff. Inside, my experience was not that. It was not that at all. And what it would have me do, I remember I used to go to networking events. And what it would have me do, I'd go into the networking event and let me know if you're on this live, let me know if you resonate with this. What would happen is I'd walk into the room and I'd be scanning, right? I'd be scanning around people, trying to understand what they're thinking. What are they thinking? What are they thinking? And then I'd be in conversation and I'm talking to someone and then I'd have this kind of social awkwardness, right? This kind of like weird, what are they thinking? Or how do I look? You know, it's like, am I saying the right thing? Do I look awkward? And it would it almost created a paranoia. It really got to that point for me. And it was good because that's what had me want to change or had me change. And like I said, it's not that I don't care anymore. It's that I don't care that I care. So what I lacked and what I'm going to invite you guys into this morning isn't to completely stop caring what people think, because actually not caring what people think is really helpful. Like caring what people think is really helpful. It's just that we take it the wrong way. And I'm going to show you a diagram in a minute. And I can really see how actually in this experience, it was never really role modeled to me how to grow up, right? As an adult man now, as a man who's doing a lot of work on himself to be a man. And I don't mean like to man up. That's the opposite of what I mean. But to be grounded, to be centered, to be loving, to be caring, to be for others, not just for myself, because that's what I was being, but for others. It's really helped me to just settle and to ground, even in my own judgments of myself. So now it's not that I don't care, it's that I don't care that I care. So let me draw you a diagram. It's funny because I've just remembered a story that I'm going to share with you in a minute. It's really funny. I had a troll and it's my first ever troll. And I'm going to share the story of it because it was quite funny. It didn't feel funny at the time. It kind of was quite funny, right? So, I love it when Zoom updates and I don't know about it. So then I come to draw and everything's different, right? So this is me, bit bendy, maybe on a night out, who knows? And let's say this is, this circle here represents the world, it represents those around us, it represents other people. Now, how we interact with those people is basically based on our own judgments, right? It's based on our own judgments. You have to just forgive the size of the box. I'm not going to start messing around with that. So how we interact with somebody is based on our own judgments. So let's take it back, right? Just to give you context, I'm in the networking event and I'm kind of paranoid, kind of nervous. I'm questioning myself. Do I look awkward? And so there's a judgment in there of I shouldn't look awkward. I shouldn't be underconfident. I shouldn't be nervous. It's wrong. I shouldn't look a certain way, right? And that's how I'm interacting with that event. That's how I'm interacting with the people in that event. There's nothing wrong with that, but it is important. And I'm going to show you why in a minute. It's super important for us to have awareness of that. Because otherwise we can't do anything about it, right? Awareness is the first part of any change. So from that point, right, and this is what I'm going to invite you guys into, right? And let me know if this is resonating, because this is a really important. What most of us do, and certainly what I did, right? My end goal to that would be react. I'll write this down. So it'd be to react. So it'd be to get clammy, it'd be to get sweaty, it would be kind of nervousness. And then I would react, all right? And this is all based on our conditioning, right? So I really had this thing where I had to look a certain way. I had to have a certain appearance and I needed to be a professional. And it was like, that was all my conditioning, right? That was, and it's beautiful because I was innocent. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, but that was, it was an innocent thing. It's something I'd adopted. It's not a blame thing. I can really feel like that, and it's true now. It's not a blame thing. So I'd react and I'd be in my conditioning about it, right? So there you go. It's a bit better, isn't it? But there's another way, right? There is another way. And this is what I want you guys. This is a practice, right? This has been a practice of mine for a long time now. It's very easy for me to do this because I've been doing it for such a long time. And I work with my clients on this as well, because the issue isn't that we have the judgment. The issue isn't that I am nervous. The issue is that I haven't found a way to make peace with having it. Without the judgment, it's like there's no character. But in order for me to transcend or to move on from that judgment, I have to find a way of relinquishing the hold it has on me. I have to. It's like when I think about that other people think of me, if I'm caring about other people thinking of me, and it's a perfect example of these lives, right? So I used to come on these lives. I mean, I've been doing it for about 4 years now. I used to come on these lives and I was shaking. And then I'd see the numbers in the screen of how many people were on, and I'd see them going down, and I'd be thinking, shit, man, are people not liking what I'm saying? What am I doing wrong? So I'd get all sweaty and all nervous. And I'm sure if you go back and watch my original videos, you might see some of that, right? And I love that. I love the innocence of that. It's totally okay. But that was all based on my conditioning and my judgments about myself, right? So what I've learned is another way, a different way. And this is what I invite you guys into, because judgments are only part of the system. They're like how we interact with the world. It's a totally natural thing. We require them. It's just that we use them wrongly or we see them wrongly. So for me, the easiest way of saying it is to let go of the judgment, right? To let go of the judgment. And this isn't about conditioning. This is about creating, right? Life is created. So in that moment, what I hadn't seen and what I hadn't asked myself is, how am I creating the not confidence? What I'm creating the not confidence is because I'm believing and buying into all the judgments that I have, that I shouldn't look a certain way. So now what would happen if I walked into that room, I would have some of those experiences, but I just wouldn't care. I don't care that I care. I don't care how I look. It's like on this screen this morning, in my body, I'm relaxed. I'm free. Right, there are some moments where it's like, oh, I've forgotten what I said. Shit. And then I'm kind of panicking inside. And it's like, oh, breathe, let go of the judgment. It doesn't matter to me anymore. And what that gives me, and what that gives my clients as well, and what I'm inviting you into, is a much more peaceful, relaxed, free way of being in life. You know, we don't need more of the same behavior in this world. What we need is transformation and change, to stop caring about what other people think. Stop caring. Because if we stop caring, we can be ourselves, our true self. And that's what the world needs. No more playing it down because of what other people think. Just isn't going to serve you. So just to give you an idea, right? I'll close this whiteboard down now. So just to go back over it, it's like we have the judgment. That's how we interact with the world and with other people. And then we have our conditioning, and that's what has us react, right? But that's not the end of the line. The next piece is to let go of the judgment, right? And like I said, for me, it's like in that networking event, I'm nervous, I'm panicking. It's like, I shouldn't be nervous. Well, if you're nervous, right? if you're nervous and then you start saying to yourself, I shouldn't be nervous, do you know what that does? Well, to me, it made it worse, because not only am I nervous, but I'm judging that I'm nervous, and I'm judging myself for being nervous. And then I'm like, oh, well, what's wrong with me then? And you know what I mean? It just keeps going. So for me, to relinquish a judgment, right, and this isn't always at the time, but it's a practice that I could do inside of me, and this is what I'm going to offer to you guys. What I do now, if there are any ever any judgments that I have about myself, they are invitations. We talked about this last week. They are invitations to freedom. A judgment, a fear, an awkwardness, a worry about what other people are thinking, they are your invitation to freedom. So what you want to do is you want to get a piece of paper and a pen, and you want to sit down quietly, right? This is a meditation. This is a practice. It's a focus. It's a discipline, right? Meditation is focus, discipline, and concentration. And so what you want to do is sit down with a pen and a paper, or a pencil and a paper, whatever, and write down the judgments that you notice about yourself, right? So take yourself back. So for me, I would take myself back to the networking event. This would be afterwards. And I do this every day. This is my daily practice. This is what I do in the morning, almost every single day. And I say almost because I want to be completely honest with you. But I do this every day, but just not always in the morning. I slow things down. I look at the judgments I have about myself. How was I judging myself? How was I judging others, right? I'm judging myself because I'm thinking I shouldn't be nervous. I'm judging myself for looking a certain way, for looking panicked, even though everyone in that room feels exactly the same way. There's no one in that room who's feeling relaxed. Like, there's this real weird awkwardness that happens at networking events. I always used to make me laugh. And so what I do is I will look at all of the judgments, and then I'll get to work on letting them go, right? There are two parts to that. I could do another live on more detail on this if it's helpful. So the first part is awareness. Awareness. We cannot relinquish something if we're not aware of it. So write down any judgments that you notice about yourself, or you can use a different word if judgments doesn't work. What thoughts, what stories do you hear about yourself? I hear that I'm not good at it. I hear this, I hear that. It's like, great, get it all down on paper. So this is my experience right now. This is what's occurring inside of me. And this is where we get to get creative with it. The next part is forgiveness. It's to let go or to relinquish the hold that the judgment has on you. For me, what that looks like, and often with my clients, is I forgive myself for judging myself. I forgive myself for judging myself as not good enough. I forgive myself for judging myself as awkward. And I will sit with that for a good amount of time, right? I'll say it out loud. I'll sit with it. I forgive myself for judging myself as awkward. And what then happens over time, sometimes it takes seconds, sometimes it takes minutes, sometimes hours, sometimes days, right? It's like, forgive myself for judging myself. And what then happens is there's a shift. Once I've relinquished it, there's an actual physical shift. And what then occurs is the next time I go into that room, I'm like, oh, that judgment doesn't have the same hold on me. And if it does, I can go back and I know the work I've got to do. So then what occurs even in that moment is I'm forgiving of myself. So what then happens, the context of your life doesn't become about berating yourself. It comes to forgiving yourself. That shifts completely your way of being. My way of being is one of love and forgiveness, not berating and harshness. Game changer. Absolute game changer. I worked with a client on this. I talked about him before. I think he's an architect, beautiful man, brilliant man. And he came to me, we've been working together 2.5 years now. And he said to me, Sam, I want you to help me with my confidence. I want to be confident. And we did not work on strategies, right? I said to him, you're going to work with me on confidence in a way you've never worked with people before, because I don't work on making you more confident. And he was like, what? But I want more confidence. I said, yeah, but the way to do that isn't to be more confident. It's to be loving, forgiving, and accepting of yourself. So confidence is what's left. It's who you are, because there's nothing. I am who I am now, and there is nothing here that judges that. And if there is, I know the work I need to do. And what that allows is for me to just show up in my life as myself, right? Not to appease, not to be molded by the world, not to show up to kind of like fit in, but just to be me. And I believe that's what the world needs more of. Each one of us has such immense gifts and immense individualism and beauty and love. And when we are happy in ourselves, we are happy in the world. And that's what the world needs, man. It needs more happiness. It needs more people to love themselves. Not falsely love others, but to love ourselves. And then we can go and love people. Then we can go and serve people. And I didn't expect this, right? So when going back all that time when I was beating myself up and giving myself a really harsh time, I didn't expect that when I'd done this work, what was going to be left was, man, I really love myself. There's a centeredness, a groundedness. Not, oh, I love myself, but I love myself. I love myself. And there's a centeredness, a groundedness. And from that, I love others. I can't help but love other people. I can't help but love sharing all of this with you guys who are, every single week you come on and you're engaged and you're present and you listen. It's like, I can't help but love that. And then love spills out. How can that be a bad thing? But we've got it the wrong way around. And we look at, like, loving myself isn't right. It's bad. It's selfish. It's self-righteous. It's like, no. Bullshit. It's self-righteous the other way around, I think. So I had this, I'll let you, it's funny. I've had a few trolls in my life. And one of them, I remember it was actually in one of the events that Sally was doing. I don't know if any of you remember it. And it was funny because it didn't actually throw me off at the time, but afterwards it really sat with me. And this really lovely lady came on. She said something like, and I say that and I mean that, because the way people behave I don't take it personally more. It's innocent based on their conditioning. It's an innocence. Like yes, the behavior sucks, but I don't judge them for it. And if I do, then I let that go. She came on and said something like I was like 10 minutes into this 45 minute long live. She said, I've not learned anything from this live. This is useless. You don't know what you're talking about. I'm logging off. It was something like that. And I was like, and the tribe, man, I've never loved the tribe so much. They all jumped on. They were like, sort it out, basically. Don't be so mean. And I loved how everyone just kind of jumped in. But what I really saw in myself was that, oh, there are judgments here that I believe that she's right. And so once I'd relinquished them, the judgment for her went and I was free. And then it didn't matter. And I had another one not so long ago in a live. It was on YouTube, and somebody said, I can't watch you. I can't watch you. You wave your hands around too much. It's so distracting. And I offered a really practical solution. Don't look at the screen, right? Just listen to the words. She said, well, now I've heard it. Now I've seen it. I can't unsee it. And I was like, yeah, I'm probably not for you, because I do move. And you'll notice, like, I'm moving now, right? I like to move. And if it's not for you, it's cool. But it's an invitation to look at, if there are judgments about that, get clean on it. Because it's not about me moving. It's about your judging me of me moving, right? Going back to the caring but not caring. So that is how to not care about what other people think. It's not to stop caring completely. That would make you inhuman and probably a psychopath. If I'm honest, that's a psychopathic trait. It's not to not care at all. It's to know and to see that in your caring, what other people think is your gateway to freedom. It's your gateway to not care that you care. Because this isn't about other people. It's about the judgments you have on yourself. And when we get clean on those judgments, there's nothing. There's nothing there. People can say what they want about me, And I can see that it's not about me. It's a reflection of how they see the world. It's got nothing to do with me in the literal sense. What other people think, they're going to think what they think, right? I am what you think I am. And that's got nothing to do with me. Unless you want me to help you with it, unless you want to talk about it, it's got nothing to do with me. And that is really important, because so much of our life gets, and I see this in my clients, I'm talking about my clients here, so much of my clients' lives, and they'll admit to this, get wasted on configuring themselves to fit in with what other people think. And that for me isn't okay. It's not what we're here for. We're here to be ourselves, to be fully ourselves, to love ourselves, to know ourselves and express ourselves. And in that expression, in that not caring that you care, man, you come alive, you're free, happy, creative, you get what you want in your life, and other people are affected by you as well. I really notice how other people are affected by you in a positive way. So the other thing we were going to talk about was how to be confident at all times. And it's the same thing. It's the same thing. That's why I put these two things together, because if I could be confident all the time, then I would. And I talked to you about my client who came to me wanting confidence. And actually, we haven't given him any structured way of being more confident. What we've done is have him accept, love, and create himself. That's it. And now what he's noticed, he's got a completely different experience of his body. He used to be really paranoid about the size of his body. He's quite slim. He would consider, he said, oh, I'm a skinny guy. So he's creating himself as a skinny guy. So everything he's doing, his identity became about being a skinny guy. I'm a skinny guy. So we changed that. We swapped that out for something that serves him. And now he loves the way he looks. And he said, I haven't even changed that much, Sam, but I love my body. His business, it was blooming. And then now he's noticed, I don't want to do this anymore. I want to do something else. I want to do this. And it's like, great. So there's so much more coming. That's the wrong word. There's just more genuine expression coming from him. And he's so much happier in his life. His relationship with he's got a girlfriend now. His relationship with his daughter and his ex-wife has changed, and his colleagues at work. And it's just, there's such a shift in him. Who he's being has shifted. So everything around him has shifted. It's just the way it works, right? We get what we're being, not what we want. So to be confident all the time isn't about this kind of worry confidence, right? That I used to think it was about. It's not that. It's not an act. It's a genuine expression of who we are without the filter, without the care, or with the care, without the caring, right? I don't care that I care. It's the same thing. And the gateway to that is relinquishing and forgiving any judgments that have a hold of you. That is the gateway to freedom. So that is it. That's it. I hope you guys have found this helpful.
Thank you for joining me on the Living Your Best Life podcast. I hope this episode has inspired you to take action towards your goals and your dreams. To learn more about how I can support you on your journey, please visit my website at www.samwildcoaching.com, and that's wild with an E. To connect with me directly, you can get in touch with me at coachme@samwildcoaching.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and I'll see you in the next one.